That's the sound of a machine at Appeal Sciences, which is an agricultural tech company in Goleta. This device is used to spray fruits and vegetables with a coating its scientists create to extend the shelf life of produce.
Our research is focused on pulling out molecules from plant waste and applying them back on fresh produce to protect those commodities from desiccation and from spoilage.
Carlos Hernandez is a product engineer at Appeal. The company has about 65 employees and was established 5.5 years ago by its CEO, James Rogers.
The essence of the startup company is that it's a never-ending puzzle, and you're just constantly fitting the pieces together, and the reward for solving the last puzzle is you get a bigger puzzle, and I really enjoy that.
Appeal is one of many companies along the 101 tech corridor.
It's an ecosystem. We have lots of different kinds of tech companies with a highly skilled employee base that benefits the region.
Mike Panessis is the executive director of California Lutheran University's Center for Entrepreneurship in Thousand Oaks, which promotes business development in the region. He has seen many tech companies thrive, so I asked him to name a few.
There's Semtech in Camarillo that's a semiconductor company, Haas Automation in Oxnard that makes manufacturing equipment, Lynda.com in Carpinteria, education technology, Active Life Scientific, medical device company, tests bone strength there in Santa Barbara.
He says the biotechnology company Amgen has played a major role in the tech landscape of the region after it was established in Thousand Oaks in 1980.
High-tech companies, biotech companies, want to be out in a place where it's quiet and they can do their research. They're maybe away from prying eyes of the establishment community, and I would think that Thousand Oaks back then would have been a great place to get going.
And UC Santa Barbara, with its heavy scientific research, has helped Santa Barbara County develop into a tech hub. Many of its professors and graduates started their own tech companies in the region. Rogers, who earned his PhD in materials engineering at UCSB, says it was important for Appeal to be located in the Santa Barbara area because of the availability of fresh produce year-round, and so we could hire great scientific minds from UCSB.
We have a tremendous number and level of quality students coming out of the university with training in the physical sciences who now have a connection to the area and would love to find a reason to stay here, and we like to be that reason.
Panessa says that's also the lifestyle that attracts tech businesses to the South Coast.
There's the fact that we live in such a beautiful area where people want to live.
That's the case for Rogers.
When I walk out the door to my car, I'm on vacation. I'm not going, oh man, I just need to make it another 3 months before I get to take this vacation. It's the walk to my car is a vacation. It's so beautiful here. I think that just lets you just stay fresh. It just makes for a happier, healthier workforce, and I don't think you can overstate how important that is.
Panessa says he expects the future of tech on the South Coast to be even brighter.
I think that this region is well positioned to be a thought leader and a business leader when it comes to tech companies. We're only going to become more influential than we are now.
The Amgen Foundation supports KCLU's coverage of science and technology stories. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. In Goleta, Deborah Green, KCLU News.